And now, James Gravel.
Have you ever wondered about who will be in heaven? There are a number of things that we can learn to help us answer that question as we examine God's Word, the Bible. We know, for example, that God will be there. Deuteronomy 4, verse 39 teaches us, "Therefore, know this day that the Lord Himself is God, in heaven above, and there is no other." We also know that Jesus will be there. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 and 10 records, "Now when Jesus had spoken these things, while the apostles watched, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up." The Holy Spirit will be there too. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, the apostle Peter wrote, "Of those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven." The angels will be there. Luke recorded that when Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before His crucifixion, an angel from heaven appeared to Him, strengthening Him. Luke 22, verse 43. Plus, the faithful of all ages will be there. Consider just the following few examples as proof of this point. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, we are told, "Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven." In Genesis 5, verse 24, we see that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. In Acts chapter 7, verses 59 and 60, we read, "And they stoned Stephen, as he was calling on God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not charge them with this sin.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." Furthermore, all of God's obedient children will be in heaven. Hebrews 12, verse 1 records, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And as Jesus Himself said, 'Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.'" Revelation 2, verse 10. Wouldn't it be wonderful to one day be in heaven?